In Colorado Springs, I'm Mike Purcell with KRCC and CPR News. Colorado lawmakers wrapped up their legislative work for the year yesterday at the state capitol in Denver. For the Colorado Capitol News Alliance, Lucas Brady Woods has more.
Colorado's 2026 legislative session ended on a positive note, despite partisan clashes over the last few days. But it also included some emotional moments as key members of the General Assembly said their goodbyes. That includes House Speaker Julie McCluskey, the first female speaker from the Western Slope, who is term limited. She had a message for lawmakers in her farewell remarks.
I have to leave you with some final words. Please, please lead the Western Slope way. Put partisanship aside. Focus on problem solving.
Lawmakers passed hundreds of bills this year on issues from housing and healthcare to immigration and AI. Some have already been signed into law. Governor Jared Polis will be signing or vetoing the rest over the next 30 days.
Lucas Brady Woods for the Colorado Capitol News Alliance. Colorado Preservation Incorporated recognizing the historic preservation work of people from around the state tonight. Among the honorees are two generations of the Consilia family in Pueblo. History Colorado's Dawn DePrince grew up there too. She says they helped create a pride of place.
Seeing the assets that we had as we are and who we are versus trying to be something else.
The Coloradans who preserved the Frontier Drive in Center, the Plaza Block in La Junta, and the Hotel St. Cloud in Canyon City are also among tonight's awardees. It's the final week of Aspen's annual ski recycling program, which turns used equipment into furniture. Saturday, the last day to turn in your old and broken skis, bindings, snowboards, and poles to the Rio Grande Recycling Center, which partners with Manitou Springs-based Colorado Ski Furniture. The program diverted more than 1,200 pounds of gear from the landfill last year. In Colorado Springs, I'm Mike Purcell with KRCC and CPR News.